Aren't you,
Lord, hallelujah.
Aren't you glad he gave it to you?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
It pays off in this world, and it pays off in the world to come. Up ahead. Up ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We've said it over and over and over again and again and again. Isn't God good? Not part time. All the time.
Amen.
I'm glad I know Him. I'm glad I'm serving Him. Up ahead, it'll pay off. Right? Have your Bibles you'd like to read with me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
A couple of places. Psalms, both of them. Psalms 42 and 10. And then Psalms 56 and 2. I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be saved,
amen.
Sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I was telling the wife before we got up, was ready, before we rose up and started to come to church, I was telling her, okay. I was telling her, I were asking her, I said, are you ready? And I thought maybe she would take it that I was talking about ready to go to church. I wasn't talking about ready to go to church.
No. Yeah.
I'm ready to go to church.
Yeah, that's right, bro.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready to leave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to going to heaven.
Yes, right.
Amen. Amen. This world has nothing for me.
Right.
It don't hold anything for me. All of my hope and my wishes are over on the other side. I just can't hardly wait till we get there in His presence. How about you?
Amen.
All right, Psalms 42 and 10. As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? They say daily unto me, where is thy God? Psalms 56 and 2. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up. For they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. Daily. I want you to look. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up. For they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High God. You may be seated if you'd like. Pray for me tonight. Hallelujah. In Psalm 68 and 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation.
Yes.
Even the God of our daily loadeth us with benefits.
Come on. Amen.
I want to preach tonight, if the Lord will help me, and I believe He will, on the daily duty. Daily duty.
Yes.
I know you might say, well, where are you going, Brother Ross? I'm going to stay in the lids of the Bible.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
But God is daily loading us with His benefits.
Amen.
He's faithful.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't have to guesswork with God. We can trust Him. We can confide in Him. We believe Him.
Amen.
And He comes to us. And He delivers us. And He gives us of His benefits. And He is happy to do so. It does not strain Him. And He doesn't have to take time to make up His mind. All He has to do is just see that we mean business with Him. And He daily loadeth us with His benefits. Hallelujah. The psalmist David said, "Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto Thee daily." Daily. Daily duty. Amen. We have a duty to God. We have a duty to our fellow man. We have a duty to those that are out there in sin. But I'm afraid a lot of times we're not really taking care of our duty like we should. Lately I've been in a dilemma. You know, I wish now that I would have stayed pastoring. I'd have an opportunity to preach more. I'd have an opportunity to exhort on God's Word on a daily basis. A daily basis. When we are looking for a break in salvation, when we are looking for a place where we can rest, I'm afraid that we get to the place to where we're not daily by His post, by our post of duty. Not daily. We're not there daily. And God He's tired of that. I believe with all of my heart that God is tired of that. He wants us daily. In Psalms 86 and 3, He said, "Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto Thee daily." Now, what if God decided, like we do a lot of times, that He's not going to be daily to our business? We're going to have to wait on Him. Because He's not faithful. Because He's not doing what we want Him to do. But God is not that way. If we're faithful, if we're daily, then the Lord is going to help us. And the Lord is going to help us to be daily duty. Amen. "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors." Blessed is that man. He's daily watching. He's daily waiting at the post of my door. He's waiting to get in. He's waiting to hear from the Lord. He's waiting for God to do something for him. Surely tonight we are waiting, but sometimes God wonders if we are waiting at the post, waiting at the door, and waiting on God. Yes. In Colossians 5 and 31, He said, "I protested by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Paul said, "I die daily." I die daily. In other words, I keep me under subjection to God daily. I give up daily to God. I resist the devil, he'll flee from you, but I draw daily unto God, and He'll draw nigh, and daily He'll draw unto me. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Amen. Hebrews 3 and 13, but exhort one another when? Daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. He said, but exhort one another when?
Daily.
Encourage your brother and your sister. Encourage the congregation. Let God speak to you about that brother or that sister, amen, that needs help, amen, that needs to be spoken unto, encouraged, strengthened, amen. Daily duty. I want to just give you some scripture where God required them daily. The gathering of the manna, Exodus 16 and 4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day. He didn't let them gather enough today for the rest of the week, did he? He said, I want you to come every day and get the manna that I have given you. I believe God is talking to his people in this hour that we're living in. I believe he's saying to you and I want you to come every day and get what I have got for you. Hallelujah. Daily. We need to be faithful to God, don't we? Amen. They gathered. Amen. Then said the Lord unto Moses, I will rain it down, but I'm not gathering it for them. I will rain it from heaven, but I am not going to put it in their tents. I am not going to give it to them. They'll go out. They'll go out every day. God loves you and I, folks. He loves you and I. But I tell you, he's not going to force this religion or this salvation upon us. He's not going to force us to read the Bible. He's not going to force us to pray. He's not going to force us to go to church. But we need to go on a regular basis. We need to pray every day of our lives. The first thing you would say to me, well, sometimes, Brother Ross, I just don't feel like praying. Well, sometimes you really don't even feel like eating. But what do? Most of the time, you go on to the table anyway. Come on. Amen. I like to eat. And I'm sure you do too. But God said, I am not going to open your mouth and force a spoon in.
Come on now.
The eating is up to you and I.
Yes, amen.
We should be daily coming to his table.
Amen.
Hear what the psalmist David said in Psalms. He prepareth a table before me. He didn't say he feeds me.
That's right, brother.
He said he just prepareth a table before me.
Woo.
You've got to get hungry.
Amen.
And you've got to go to the table and you can eat.
That's it.
Thou preparest. But he don't force me. I can feel the Holy Ghost many times. You know what he says? He says, I want you to pray. I want you to go right now and pray. Or I want you to get your Bible and I want you to read. I wonder how many of you in here today have read through the Bible since you've been a Christian. It don't take long. They have a yearly Bible, daily reading. They've got it laid out for you. You read some in Genesis, some in the Psalms, some in Proverbs, some in Matthew to start off with. Then it goes on to the next book. And first thing you know, you've got, oh man, you've just about read through it.
Yeah.
If you'll stay accurate, if you'll stay busy, if you'll daily come to God's Word, you don't have to be forced. Amen.
Amen.
As the brother was talking about tonight, God just gives it to us, dumps it on us. Amen. But it's up to us to eat. It's up to us to read. It's up to us to gather it in. Amen.
Preach. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them. See, God's going to prove you and I. He is not just going to lay it on your doorstep. He's just not going to come in your house and wake you up. He's not going to come in there and get your Bible and bring it over to you and say it's time to read. He's just going to deal with you. He's just going to say it's time to read my words. It's time to get food. Amen. We need to do it, don't we? Amen. Up ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want to say it again. Up ahead.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Ezekiel 3 and 4. They kept also the feast of the tabernacles, and it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number, according to the customs, as the duty of every day required. Every day it God required of them. Amen. To offer up those offerings.
Amen.
I wonder how many of us are offering up the offerings to God. Amen. How many of us, when we get on our knees, it's gimme, gimme, gimme. But we should be offering the praises of God unto Him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Those sacrifices, hallelujah. As the daily, the duty of every day required. It was a duty. Amen. 1 Chronicles 16 and 37. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord Asaph and his brethren to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required. Continuously. How far down the road would we have been? You know, pretty soon, if we don't hear the voice of the Lord, and we don't daily go before Him and daily receive of His Word and daily pray and seek God, you know what it'll be? It'll just become an outward showing.
That's it. Yeah, that's exactly.
And the inward man will die.
That's right.
He'll just die.
That's it.
I can't get a hold of that. I don't want to die.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't want to die spiritually. I want to live. I want to feel His presence. I want to know Him. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes. I choose life. Glory to God. In Acts 6 and 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer. And the ministry of the Word continuously to prayer and the ministry of the Word of God. Hallelujah. May no more hote me. Glory to God. Performing. You know, when we take vows to get married and there's going to be a marriage pretty quick, pretty soon. Just a few days. We take our vows. Amen. Do you? Do you vow? Do you take this woman? Do you take this man? Will you be faithful to this woman? To this man? Did you know we're married to Jesus? We are married to Jesus. We have taken vows. I will be faithful. I will be faithful. We're in covenant, right, with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be faithful in our prayer life. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon Thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Now that is what God is looking for.
Yeah,
I've mourned daily for you and your touch, God, and your word. I've mourned daily because I need you every day of my life.
Amen.
Every day of my life.
God,
hallelujah.
God, praise God.
I have stretched out my hands unto thee, he said. Yet because this... In Luke 18, there's a very powerful parable there that Jesus gave to his disciples and all that was present there at the time. A very powerful parable. He gave a parable of a widow woman that needed some help. She went to the judge. He was an unjust judge. Could have been possibly even a criminal to be an unjust judge. He sure had some things wrong with him, some faults and some failures. He wasn't just. He wasn't just probably to his wife, his children. He wasn't just to his neighbor. Unjust judge. But a little widow woman came to his office. Said, avenge me of mine enemies. Now folks, we need a lot of help sometimes in this Christian race. We need a lot of help in this Christian race. And she said, avenge me of my enemies, my adversary, avenge me. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. Did she quit? No, she didn't quit. She'd come back every day and said, avenge me. And pretty soon, who's waiting in the office? He tasked his secretary. Who's waiting in the office? She said, you know that little widow woman?
Come on, brother.
She's back in here again.
Right.
Come on now and help me a little bit.
Yeah.
She's back in here again.
Woo.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what I'm going to do with her. I believe his secretary said, well, it might just be a good thing for both of us if you avenged her enemies for her.
Amen.
And he did.
Yes.
And he did.
And the Lord said, if it just stopped there, it really wouldn't have been as good a story as it is. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. I'm going to avenge her so she won't worry me. Continues with her continual coming. With her continual coming. I remember once in my prayer time and the wife and I, we had a situation, family, and I kept it before God daily. Every time we knelt to pray, I kept it before God. I just kept saying, Lord, would you help? God, would you help us? Would you hear us? Father, would you answer prayer? Daily, continuously. Continuously, I kept it before him. One night, we was on our knees praying. And I, of course, there was one other person really praying about it too. Not in our home, but another home. And we were praying. And God spoke to me and said, don't ask me again. I've heard you. I've heard you. And I'm going to take care of it. He did. He did. When it comes time and come time for that thing to happen, God was there and he took care of it. Did you hear me? I'm telling you, if you'll just keep it before God. Daily, keep it before God. Hallelujah. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, will the Son of Man come with them. Now here's the kicker. Will he find faith on earth? Will he find faith on earth? How's
overall, how is our faith in the church world? In the church world. It's not good. No. I know this church is known for miracles and things happening here. I know. And I believe that you can touch God. But how many churches are touching God? How many individuals are just touching God? A while ago, we felt His presence so real, so powerful. But how's our faith? And are we daily coming before God? Are we daily believing that God's going to help us? Are we daily waiting at His post?
Come on.
Are we daily before His altar? Blessing, hey, blessing God, praising God, worshiping God. Then you can ask. And you shall receive. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Every day will I bless thee, the psalmist said, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. We need watchfulness. What are we looking at now? Are we looking at people? We should be looking at the times we're living in. We should be daily waiting at His post. Daily allowing God to speak to us. Daily, amen, exhorting one another. Amen. But exhort one another daily, it says. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. I'm telling you, folks, we can just get to the place to where, you know, if we're not constantly letting God touch us and we're not constantly receiving something from God, we can get to the place to where all we want to do is just sit down. Come on. And twiddle our thumbs and just wait to see what's going to happen. I'm telling you, with God, it's not going to happen unless you make it happen by your faith, by your trust in God. It'll not happen. We're supposed to exhort one another.
Amen.
We're supposed to bear one another's burdens.
Yes, man.
He said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Daily.
Daily.
This way is a cross down here. We think if we just know God and everything is okay, and you don't have to worry about anything. No, it's not that way.
Right.
Daily, we are supposed to get up and take up our cross.
Yes.
Daily.
Yes.
And follow Him.
Amen.
Daily. No. It's not just, say, come on in. No. We've got to work. We've got to labor. We've got to pray. We've got to seek God. Amen.
Amen.
In 2 Kings 10 and 31, but Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart, for he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. He did not take heed. He didn't wait on God. He didn't look to God. He didn't pray. And what could God do with him? God could do nothing with him. The deceitfulness of sin had took over his life. He was living to please himself. Come on here. Living to please himself. God help you and I that we don't live to please ourselves. We need to live to please God.
Oh.
Yes. He to live to please Him. Howbeit the high place were not taken away, whereas yet the people had not prepared their hearts unto God
to the God of their fathers. Not prepared their hearts. Second Chronicles 25 and 2, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. It was just a program to him.
Right.
It was just, he was hoping just by halfway doing it, he would keep God off his back.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you're not going to keep God off your back unless your heart's in it.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Your heart's got to be in it. God help you and I. I want my heart in it. I often pray, and I'm not bragging, but I often pray. And I say, God, I want to serve you with all of my heart, all of my mind, and all of my soul. I want every part, hear me folks, I want every part of me in it.
Yeah, man.
If all of you are not in it, then God can't help you. You hear me? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And your neighbor as yourself.
Praise God.
Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Raise your hand and praise Him. Raise your hand and praise Him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
I want to read you something, Jeremiah 3 and 10. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister, Judah, hath not returned unto me with her whole heart, but fentedly, said the Lord, just partially, just barely turned, Not, she, her heart's not in it. Come on. Her heart is not in it. Is your heart in it? That's what God's looking for, your heart. He's not looking, amen, for the money you put in the offering plate. That is necessary. That is needful. It's supposed to be there, amen? In Hosea 10 and 2, God said about them, said their heart is divided. Now shall they be found faulty. He shall break down their altars. He shall spoil their images because their heart is divided. They're trying to worship God and trying to worship those idols. And their hearts were found faulty. We need to. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 21, Paul said, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Prove all things and hold fast that which is good. Hold fast to it, that which is good. Amen. I mean, if prayer works, hold fast to it. If God expects us to go to church, hold fast to it. If God says, if you will, I will, then do it.
Right.
And you can call upon Him, He will answer.
Yes, He will.
And shew thee great and mighty things thou knowest not.
Yes.
He wants to. He wants to, folks.
That's right.
He'll
do it.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 3 and 6, but Christ as a son over His own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm unto the end.
Amen.
Firm unto the end, saints.
Amen, brother.
Is our confidence in God?
Yeah.
Is it in God? Let me tell you something. If our confidence is in God, then we're going to have to do it right. If His confidence will be in us, we're going to have to do it right. Amen.
Amen.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession.
Amen.
Hold fast our profession. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Steadfastness. Steadfastness is most important. Amen. In St. John 15:9, as the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you.
Yes.
Continue ye in my love.
Yes.
As the Father hath loved me, I'm telling you, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. The Father loved His Son.
Yes.
Hear ye Him, He told the disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration. Hear ye Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God. I want to hear Him. I want to hear Him. I want Him to speak to me.
Praise the Lord.
My duty is to daily come to His house, daily pray, daily love Him, daily seek His face. I don't mean to make me look anything. I am nothing without God. But I'm telling you, most of the time when I kneel to pray, me and God have such sweet communion. Such sweet communion. And it's not just for Brother Ross, or it's not just for Brother Dan. It's not just for any one individual, but it's for all of us.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, when I pray and seek God, and God speaks to me, I'm through, and He speaks to me, and I get up, I'm telling you, it's so wonderful, so real,
Amen.
So powerful.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Fellowship with Him. Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Steadfastness in preserving to the end. Steadfast. You might just look away and the trumpet might sound. And you might be left here.
Right.
Red no more.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh,
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I want to be ready. I want to be ready.
Yes.
I want to be ready.
Yes.
I want to be watching. I want to be praying. I want to be seeking God. It's such a pleasure. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. I want to be His.
Right.
The fullness thereof.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Romans 2:7. To them who by patient, continuous, in well doing, seeking for glory and honor and immortality, it said eternal life. Hallelujah. All that are seeking for that, we get eternal life.
Yes, right.
Amen. I was sitting in the trailer today, and I prayed and sought God. I mean, I don't mean to boast, but a couple of times I went in there and prayed. And I just sit down there to rest a little bit, and I'm telling you, the Lord just began to speak to me and just began to talk to me, commune with me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, folks, we need to daily come to His post. Daily come to His house in the Spirit. Daily pray. Daily seek His face. Amen. Daily to come before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
2 Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. I know I've had a lot of Scripture tonight. I love Scripture. Amen. Wherefore, seeing we are also also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside. Let us lay aside every sin, every weight, and every sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame. And the Bible said, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know what He told us in Revelation? If you overcome as I have overcome, you're going to sit down with me in my throne. Is that right? Overcoming, though, is continuously. Continual thing. It's continuously overcoming. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I can't see any place to slack up. I can't see any place to get at ease or indifference. I like what James said, that we, you know, that we go on. Go on. He's talking about, I can't just get a hold of it right now. I don't have it here. But James talked about, he said, hit me out here, 4th chapter of James. Glory to God. Anyway, 4th chapter of James, I believe it's about verse 10 or something like that. I'm going to turn to it anyway. I got a Bible that's got it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any men fall after the same example of unbelief. For the Word of God, that's Hebrews, Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Let us hold fast our profession. Would you stand with me? I don't know about you. I want to be faithful daily. Daily. Faithful daily. Seeking God. Amen. Would you pray with me? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise You, God, for Your presence. I praise You for Your Word, God. I praise You for Your faithfulness, Lord. You're faithful, God. You're faithful, hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, God. Oh, to daily come before Your presence. Daily reading Your Word. Daily loving You, God. Daily casting off every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Run with patience, holy God, the race that is set before us. Help us to draw nigh to You, God. Help us to cleanse our hands and purify our hearts. Help us to weep and mourn before You, God. Oh, Lord, help us lay hold on eternal life. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. In the powerful name of Jesus. In the powerful name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, our daily God. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to the living God. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. Daily.
Something that's just arbitrary. He just pops it in. I think he's going to do a little work on his bride before he comes. Amen. We'll make sure she's ready.
Man.
Clean and sanctified and washed.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
A washing of water by the word. I believe God's stirring his people.
Amen.
I believe God's stirring his people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Bible says you can see the day approaching.
Right.
He said, we're not of them of the darkness. We're children of the day.
Amen.
Yes, come upon us unaware.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. One more time, can we just give God praise?
Glory.
Hallelujah. Mighty God. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. Encourage my heart. Strengthen me tonight, God. This door has pricked my heart. And I thank you for the word that you give, Lord. That's quick and powerful. Sharper. Piercing me with the divine of sudden, Lord. Count the benefits, we wouldn't be so bothered by the burdens.
Amen.
We're always talking about the load of our burden.
Yeah.
And the Lord says what he loads you with is benefits.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
We learn to count our blessings.
Shame.
The burdens. That's right. Daily he does it. Every day.
on my life to be thankful for?
Right, brother.
Sometimes I find out that much of my prayer time in the morning is taken up with more thankfulness than actually.